What is going on, my Oh, nope. I can't say that. That's right. I'm so used to mouthing it when he says it that I got into a groove. What is going on, everybody? The real David Webb here. We're live with another episode of Video Game Bang, right here hosted in the beautiful city of Sacramento, California. Real quick, let's just do this. Sponsored by Energy Esports, Mainframe USA. Go check them out. New line coming out for winter 2019. Go check it out all over their website, all over their Twitter, at Mainframe USA. Also, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, the best place to get comics and coffee in Sacramento. And Vast GG. We got some awesome giveaways going on right now, and don't cost anything to enter. So go check them out. Here tonight, returning, he is a crowd favorite, Alexander Bagginsworth.
That is a lie.
What crowd?
Which part?
But I appreciate that compliment.
No, people actually like you. They want you on the show.
They think they do.
and then you're on it.
It's called supply and demand.
I feel economics.
Keep them wanting more.
Yeah, exactly.
You heard her voice, and she looks a little bit different today. We have Elvira. Welcome to the show.
That's never going to get funny.
It will if I say it.
And or it'll never get old, just like you, vampire.
Oh!
You know what? I've had a very stressful day. I have vampire fangs stuck to my teeth, and I think I have to call my dentist to get them off. You know, I don't need this. It's been a day, all right? It's been a day.
So, yeah, let's talk about that day, Emma. Let me go to Vampire Cam.
No.
And let's talk about this day that you've had.
It's just been very stressful, all right? I'm sad about it. No, Rachel and I have been trying to do our Valentine's Day cosplay photo shoot for forever. We've been referring to it as the cursed shoot because everything goes wrong. Every time we try to do it, everything goes wrong. And we're officially late for Valentine's Day, but we were like, today, it's getting done. You know, everything's fine. A couple things went wrong this morning, but still we powered through it. We got all our stuff done. Halfway through, I realized that these teeth were stuck to my face and they're not coming off. But you know what? I was like, I'm not going to panic about this. We're just going to take a breath. We're just going to get through this. It'll be fine. We'll get to the end. We got to the end. Everything's fine. You know, we shot 3.5-4 hours and we're done. We got it. We're so, like, we finally did it and I can stop stressing about it. I take the card out of the camera, put it in the computer. The card is corrupted and all the files are gone. So that's been my day.
Oh my God. Speaking as somebody who takes pictures, that's not a good thing.
It's horrible. It's horrible. So the short version is that I've spent $50 on a program that I'm hoping will save them.
Okay, so this, okay. The little lock button on the side is not locked, right?
Right.
You know how, okay.
No, I checked that.
Okay.
I checked that.
No, because that's gotten me so many times. And so, like, whenever somebody says there's something wrong with the memory card, like, that's the first thing I go to. Because it gets, like, clicked so easily.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, damn. Bags. So, let's talk about something that we talked about before the show. And Emma has a very strong opinion about.
Right.
Because this is a video game podcast, but we also care about your health, people. We want you to be healthy. And Bags was telling us before the show that he had Soylent today.
Yep.
Which immediately enraged Emma. And being a vampire, it's dangerous. It's we don't want her mad. So what do you like about Soylent? Like, what is Soylent?
Soylent is a meal replacement. It's supposed to have about 20% of
not sponsored
nutrition in, like, per bottle, basically. So it's like a fifth of your daily nutrition in a bottle that you can just drink. And it's super easy, and I don't have to, like, make food because I'm a lazy sack of shit. So I can just drink some stuff. And they have some with, like, the equivalent of about a cup of coffee of caffeine in it.
Oh,
and
damn.
So I'll have that okay. For, like, breakfast or whatever. Yeah. And then I'll be like, okay, here's your caffeine. Here's some food in your belly that you don't have to, like, be super stuffed with.
Food is a strong word. Let's be real.
It's food.
Nutrients.
Technically
nutrients.
Food. It's technically food.
Technically edible, but it's disgusting.
It's food.
It's
so
disgusting.
So I'm on board with this.
It's a food product.
No, you've never tried it.
No,
never tried it.
I've
you don't get to be on board
it.
With it.
I've never tried it, but I'm on board with the concept of not having to cook because I hate cooking.
So specifically, I like it for breakfast, like especially, because
just, okay.
I can take it. I take it to work, and then I usually try and wait till like 11-ish, and then I'll drink it, and then I'll be like, again, coffee to kind of keep me going, a little bit of food in my belly so I'm not super hungry, because otherwise I'll eat like breakfast burrito, like bacon and cheese breakfast burritos, and it's like,
that's what I had this morning.
Tastes great.
That's exactly that what I had this morning.
Probably not good for me right now.
Okay, so Emma, what is your problem with soylent?
It's disgusting.
Texture,
like
taste?
That, everything about it tastes horrible.
Have you had the bottled ones?
Yes.
Recently?
Like 2 years ago.
No, they've changed the recipe.
It's probably still disgusting.
It's not as weird as it was before. But I will say that they have changed it.
But it's still weird.
I mean, to most people, it's like, oh, that's weird. It's like, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'll eat fucking anything, though. So, like, I'm not a good barometer.
So you're not the, okay.
I've eaten sushi that sat in a car overnight.
That's just...
That could actually literally kill me,
natural
too.
Selection right there. That's, yes. That's just natural
it was
selection.
Cold that's Darwinism.
It was actually cold enough outside, so it was good. It's like a refrigerator.
I'm the exact opposite. If I go to pour like milk in my cereal and I see the milk is expiring in 2 days, I'm like,
oh my god.
No, milk is fine for like 5 days after the date.
Have you ever had non-homogenized milk?
Probably not.
Where the milk fat congeals at the top and you can poke it down and mix it up.
That's what Soylent is.
No, that's not what Soylent is.
It's exactly what Soylent is.
That's disgusting.
That milk fat tastes so good.
They take the milk fat off of the top and they put it in a bottle and that's Soylent.
That is incredible. It's actually made with soy.
I actually haven't had actual milk in a long time. I switched to almond milk a long time.
Did you know that's not milk?
Yeah,
so you like,
you can't
like,
milk almonds.
Yeah, you like drinking nut juice, though. You're
your
welcome.
Ass. So tonight, okay, so if you haven't been on a Saturday show in a while, Saturdays, we did something a little bit different. We started doing something we haven't done on the show before, and that's play games on the Saturday show. We also have a different host on the Saturday show, so it might throw people for a loop that this is it's a new thing that we're trying.
Yes, definitely never been done before.
Been done before.
Hilarious.
So that's what tonight. So tonight's Saturday show, but we don't have a game. Instead, we have a topical discussion, and it's based on the Brain Bang theme. But I'm going to go ahead and warn you guys right now, especially Lost Sheep, who I believe is in chat. Yes, there he is. I saw your Twitter response. Better have a What's Up Pizza's theme song. Just saying, it makes the show better. I honestly cannot do it because the soundboard is broken.
Oh no.
Emma may or may not have broken it.
Don't worry about it. None of your business.
Seems like it was.
Corey wants to leave his house. That's his prerogative.
All we're doing is not burning his house down. That's all we're liable for, is not burning
I never
it
signed
down
up for that.
That's true. You didn't. You didn't sign the wager. Not wager.
Or a
wager? Wager?
Or a wager. We can wager against it or sign the wager.
What's going on? What are we doing?
So tonight's Brain Bang is, do you like the trend of remastering games or do you wish the time and money spent was on new IPs? In the comments or in the tweet, I said tell us why in the comments. So I'm going to start the last place. Last place is Keep Them Coming at 26%. So 26% of the people voted said they want the remasters. What do you guys think?
You guys listening to the audio podcast cannot see the absolute dead look in Bags' eyes. And I don't know if that's just you or if that's your reaction.
I was just dissociating. Don't worry about it.
Look on A, look on B, to be honest.
Reaction to that, 26% want more remasters.
Coming in at 2% is 28.
2%?
Yep, 28%.
This is a great night for you. This is going
at
well.
Second, okay, I've had a day myself.
He can't
you fucking talk to me.
I had fangs stuck to me.
I hate you.
You had a photo shoot that went wrong.
I had a photo shoot.
Do you have to call
off
your dentist and explain to him what cosplay is so he will grind fake teeth off of your teeth? Do you have to do that? You don't have to talk about the day you've had.
Coming in second place at 28%, give us new games. So 28% of the people that voted said they don't want remastered games. They want new IPs. 46% of the people who voted said either way. They just want to play games.
So that's pretty much what I expected. So they're basically, it's like half of the people are like, I don't really care what you give me as long as I have a game I can play. And then it's a pretty even split on I want more remasters and I want more new IPs, which is, I mean, that's really boring because it's just very flat across the board. There's no controversy here.
Yeah. We were hoping for some controversy. We were hoping that it's...
I wanted a fight.
Yeah. Well, we still might. Let's go over the comments really quick. Pocket Agent says, I think the remasters of a two-year-old game is ridiculous, but if it's been like 10 years, yeah, sure. There's been some considerable upgrades to the game development. And
but that's such a sticky wicket to like, what do you, because isn't that like the whole contention with like Final Fantasy VII? They're like, we're going to change some of the systems. And some people are like, don't ever touch the systems. And some people are like, yeah, fix the stupid ones that are awful.
Yeah.
And like, how do you choose?
Because that game is how?
I'm not even going to think about it.
Very? So I guess that kind of raises like a bigger question then is when we talk about a remastered game, are we talking about, like, are we okay with it if it's just graphics? If it just, like the mechanics are the same, the systems are the same, but it just looks prettier because now we have the technology. Or, and like, that's okay, but if you were to, like you were just saying, touch the systems, touch the mechanics, then it's like, no, there's a hard line. We don't want to cross that
And there
line.
Are very much games on both sides of that where, like, yeah. They have taken a really good game, made it pretty, and then just put it back out, and they've taken games... made it pretty, and then fucking destroyed everything else about it.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about later about like some really good and some really bad ones. But I think as long as you don't fuck with the original intent of the game, I don't know. Final Fantasy VII's a weird one because it was so, like, people were very adamant about how fucked up some of the mechanics in that game were.
But it was like, and it's one of those things where, like, especially in a game like that, it's because they're so, I'll say, messy mm-hmm. sometimes. It felt like kind of a badge of honor to use them correctly and figure them out. And it was like, not everyone wants to lose that.
Yeah.
So maybe it's one of those things where, like, it wasn't the original intent of the game, but because it was in there, it became such a big part of it.
Right.
And when you remaster it and fix those things, you lose.
Yeah, what you consider fixing might be like, oh, that's desecrating.
That's fair. That's fair.
Emma, what do you think about remastering games?
I'm all for it, I think, in theory, as long, I don't know. See, I want to say that I'm fine with it as long as it's not too much, like as long as it's not going to be this thing with movies where we're not getting nearly enough new movies anymore because we're just remaking everything. We're not going to get nearly enough new IPs anymore because we're just going to remake old IPs.
But isn't that technological upgrades too?
Exactly. Like, I don't know. It's such a weird line to cross, and I think it's one of those where I... don't have a good answer for it because I'm like, I want the games that I want to be remastered, but all the other remasters I don't care about. I don't want those. I want new games. Like, I want what I want, yeah. And I don't care what anybody else wants. I don't want those. I want new stuff, which yeah. is why we're in this situation in the first place.
Yeah,
I think it is tough. Like, for me, kind of like going back to, you know, whether it's mechanical remastering or just purely graphic. I'm okay if it's just a purely graphic remaster. I think if you start messing with the mechanics of it,
But you'll have to buy it again.
That's okay. So that's the other thing is like, I'm okay with it as long as I don't have to drop another $60.
Like full price.
Well, that's another one of those things. Like they were talking about in the Twitter comments is like, if you paid $60 2 years ago for that game, I'm not paying $60 again. But if I paid $60 15 years ago or $20, whatever the fuck it was 15 years ago, I'm okay dropping $60 on a remaster for that. If it's something that I care about.
See, I don't know if I ever would.
I don't know.
For me it's a lot of I already played it.
Right.
Period. End of whatever.
So you don't really go back and replay games all that much?
Oh, God, no, not like ever. I can't stand it because it's if they've aged at all and if they've aged poorly.
Yeah.
And or if at all in a lot of situations, it just doesn't feel the same. Like when you were playing PS1 and that was the only thing out, you're like, fuck yeah, these graphics are awesome. But if you go back and were to play a PS1 game, you're like, okay, never mind.
But if you go back and replay a game that you loved as a kid, like, you have that nostalgia factor.
For about 30 seconds.
Oh, no, I'm totally into it.
Oh, no.
And, I mean, that's part of the reason they remaster these games. It's like, you had massive sales in 2001 when it looked like shit.
Yeah.
And now you can re-release the same game, get the same, you know, hopefully good sales, but it's not going to look like shit anymore.
Yeah, and then you start playing it, and then you're like, oh, I remember this game. All right, well, I remember what I have to do, and That was fun. Anyways, I guess I'm done with this now because it all just comes flooding back, and I'm just like, never mind.
I think
I don't watch rewatch movies. I don't reread books. I don't do anything.
Oh my god! I do okay, all of okay. that.
I seek novel experiences.
I've seen what's the most recent?
That's why I consistently fuck up my life.
I think my most recent is I saw Spider-Verse 3 times in theaters.
Damn!
Almost made Bags choke on his water.
Haven't seen it once.
Whoa!
I don't see movies. I don't go out of the house.
You just sit on your couch drinking
Soylent.
That's relatable.
Soylent. Pretty That's much. Relatable.
Playing, I don't know.
What about you, Webb? Are you like on the remaster train?
It depends. It depends on the game.
Is it like me where if you want it, you want it, and if you don't, you don't want it to be around?
No, I mean, kind of, but less aggressive about it. I'm more like kind of, I'm okay with it as long as it's not sacrificing time on other like if this is like a side thing, like hey, we're coming out with this brand new thing, this brand new game, this new IP, and oh, by the way, you know, here's a remastered, you know, XYZ for
well, I mean,
half price.
Even if,
but it won't be like
any time they make something, it's taking away from, like, anytime they make a remaster, it's taking away from them making something else. Like, that's not, I feel,
unless
like,
it's stupid easy. Like a,
well, I mean, that is what Webb thinks a remaster is. We've discussed this before. He thinks they flip an HD switch and then they release the game.
Well,
just to bring that one back.
She's not lying. That is.
Sometimes they do literally just put an HD texture pack.
Boom.
And like call it.
GTA San Andreas.
Exactly.
And it didn't even look good, but whatever.
But, I mean,
but if it's already like in the same engine and then you're doing an upgrade that changes something like that, and it's not really like it was made early on in that engine's lifespan and then you update it to like the newest version or whatever, that's not that hard, quote unquote, but that can't be that long of a difference in time.
Yeah, I mean, it still takes, even if you're not even talking about like the game development itself, but the amount of money spent on marketing that game and all that shit that is not
and
being taken away from another project.
Man hours, just like normal actual working hours, right?
So
QA testing and...
They don't do that. We all know
some
that.
Some of the ones on this list don't look like they were QA tested, so you might be right.
So here's the question, though. Okay, so we talk about new games coming out versus, you know, remastered games. But at the same time, we have, like, Assassin's Creed. We get one just about every year. Like, they've slowed down a little
Call
bit.
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
Oh,
Call of Duty's
God,
a better
stop
one.
Stop making those.
Call of Duty's a better one. We get one every
year. There's three different studios making them. Don't worry about it.
But... Would we?
Yeah, they totally feel cohesive when there's three different studios making them.
No. You have to skip every 2 years to make it cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
Would we feel better if the studios, like, not necessarily Call of Duty, like, studios, but just for example, instead of doing a Call of Duty thing where it's every year you get a new game, it's like every other year you get a new game, and then in the in-between years, like, maybe you get, like, a remastered thing.
I mean, how long is that sustainable, though, before you run out of games to remaster?
That's true. I mean, it is true. Point being is, like, what's worse? Like, would you rather them just keep serializing a game like that, or would you rather have, you know, them remaster a game? Because we're talking about taking away from new IPs.
And, I mean, that does make sense, because Assassin's Creed Odyssey came out last year, and Assassin's Creed 3 Remastered is coming out next month.
Well, there you go.
And then we'll get another Assassin's Creed maybe in 2020. And just
so they're already
stop.
Taking my idea.
Just stop.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, apparently Odyssey was very good, but like y'all need to slow down.
I want
to
know. Okay, so little tangent. Speaking of Assassin's Creed, it keeps getting like early, like later and later in history, right? And it keeps getting closer and closer. Like in like 20 years, we're gonna be playing like Assassin's Creed like 1999. Like
Y2K. Y2K. Assassin's Creed Y2K. No.
Our grandchildren are going to be playing a game that took place when we were actually alive.
That's horrible.
That's weird.
No, that's horrible.
Yeah.
No, I think when you serialize games like that, you run out of steam. Because the whole reason, especially even more so with Call of Duty, because like Assassin's Creed are at least, for the most part, they're story-driven narrative games. There's not much of a multiplayer. They have them, but it's not the focus of the game. Something like Call of Duty, where they literally stopped making a campaign because they were like, we're not good at this, we don't care about this, and nobody else cares, so we're just gonna throw you a multiplayer game.
No one was playing the single players.
I was.
Well, you're
until
not.
They stopped making well, good that, ones.
Statistically, no
yeah.
one was playing.
Yeah, no. And so, like, you get a game that used to kind of have some pretty good stories. Like, Modern Warfare was a good story. The first Black Ops game was a good story. Like, that, those were good, well-written things, and then when you serialize them and you have to put them out year after year after year, Your stories fucking suck. Everything else suffers.
You don't have to put them year after year after year.
You don't have to, but they do.
But they do.
But they do. So, yeah, I think serializing games in the long run can only be bad.
You know,
we're unless it has a set end point that they actually follow.
Right.
Because that could be different. Because then you can make a story arc and it'll go and it'll be done. And you can bookend them.
But nobody wants to do that.
Right. Because you'll lose money.
They're like, okay, this is the last one. And then it sells a gazillion copies. Right. And they're like, okay, you need to make another one now. And you're like, but I didn't.
Like, it's done.
That's it.
I just came to a realization as we're talking about this. We're talking about, you know, like the nostalgia of going back to a game that you've already played and have it big remastered. And one of the games I always said that I wanted remastered and I wanted to be able to play again was Star Fox N64. Because I put so much time into that game, and me and my friend would be able to beat that game beginning to end in like 30 minutes. Like, that's how your quick we got runner? It. We weren't even trying to speedrun it. Like, we didn't even know speedrunning was a thing at the time. Like, we were in elementary school, and so we'd get home from school.
Yeah, but you were speedrunning it. Like, we were. That's literally what you were doing.
That's what we were doing.
Okay. Yes, you're not a real speedrunner, obviously. You're missing the point,
Bags. Which Star Fox game? You said the N64 one?
Yeah.
Star Fox 64.
And like it was like up it was years before I actually figured out that they actually did remake that remaster on
the
3DS. But so I know it, like I know it exists.
It's not a remaster, really, though.
It's more of a port, isn't it? Because it looked like it was port. Super yeah. good, like that's upgraded.
That's where you get into really weird territory, though, because that's a whether port. It's a remaster or port. It's kind of a remaster. It's kind of just a port. It's still the same game. Would it have been better on like an actual console and like a real remaster? Totally.
So if they remastered it, like actually remastered it for like the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah.
I would be all over that.
That would be cool.
I would drop $60 on that. I wouldn't even care.
That's the right, because that's like the whole N64 graphics era into a newer graphics era.
Exactly.
And that could change. Although they could make some of the, I don't know if it's fair, but some of the constraints of the older graphic systems and engines and everything like that led to some very interesting and cool looking like artistic directions to go with,
because they had to work with what they had.
And they don't have those constraints all the time, and sometimes they just fuck it up.
Yeah, when you try to take something that it was fucking polygons and you're like, all right, well, this is what it would look like in 3D, or yeah. you know, when it was
look
actually
at his soft
fully
fur
rendered
and his plush socks,
and you're just like what the fuck is this is not the fucking Sonic quote-unquote live action, that thing. You're like, this is not what he looks like. What is this? What is this monstrosity?
Or the Pikachu
or the fucking Pikachu. Fuzzy Pikachu. All, oh my god, all of those Pokemon look terrifying.
They do look terrifying.
Well, they're done by the artist who did the realistic Pokemon.
Yeah.
That were creepy terrifying. Looking. Yeah, like they tapped
amazing,
him to do it.
But terrifying.
All right, so before we get into the list, let's go around and talk about a game that we want to be remastered.
Why don't you start? What do you want? That's not Star Fox 64.
That's the thing.
So that
like,
was his game, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't really have one, to be honest.
Wow.
I can't go back and think of a game that, besides Star Fox 64, that I would like look back on and say, I want this to be remastered. We talked a little bit about it before the show, and I think this is going to be the one that you're going to say, Emma. Or not, no, because it's already happened, but the Halo.
Yeah.
Master Chief Collection. That was cool. I like that. I bought it, and I'm totally cool with spending, you know, $60 on those games. But I can't think of another one that I liked that enough to buy again and care to see it remastered. Like, besides if they actually did a remaster for Star Fox and put that on the Switch as opposed to a
what,
port.
What console did you start on?
I started on Atari 2600. 3200. So
old.
Remaster Pong, maybe? No, like.
No, Pong 99.
Pong 99.
Fucking Pong Battle Royale.
Pong Battle Royale. Yes.
I'm going to trademark that and copyright that right the fuck now so nobody else can make it. Nobody's having this.
So, no, I only started on that because, like, that's what my dad had. And so I also had the NES at the same time. So those were my two first consoles. But, like, I don't want to see like a remastered Super Mario Bros. 3. I want to just play the original one.
Fair enough. It's a little boring, but whatever. Fair enough.
Bags?
I don't have a game. I cannot think of a game that I would honestly sit and look at and say, I will buy that and play that again.
Wow.
If it looks different. Even if it fucking plays different.
Well, and I mean, to a certain degree. You don't replay, rewatch, re-experience anything.
Not really.
Which is weird.
It is weird because I'm even more extreme than Emma in some cases.
Unless I'm intoxicated on the first consumption.
What if you're not intoxicated on the first consumption and you want to be intoxicated on the second?
Yeah, like I'll rewatch movies and make them drinking games, but that's different. That's a different experience. That's changing.
You're talking about the Mean Girls drinking game, right? The Mean Girls drinking game. That's the only one that matters.
Incorrect.
Only one that matters.
Hey, I'm curious. What's the Mean Girls drinking game?
Mean Girls drinking game is get you fucked up in 5 minutes. That's what it is. The game will mess you up.
There you go.
I mean, you can do that with most movies, though.
I guess that's true.
It only works if you do what I did and accidentally read it as take a shot every time instead of take a drink every time.
That's a big difference.
That'll get you.
That's a big difference. Emma.
My 21st birthday was great.
Are you sure? Do you remember it?
Oh, I do. I took 5 shots in the first 5 minutes and then I laid on the ground and held my stomach and watched the rest of Mean Girls.
Sounds about right.
I was like, I'm not even drunk. It just hurts. Anyway, what are we talking about? Talking about games?
Emma, remastered games. What games do you want to
see?
Well,
unlike you losers, I actually did think about some games. I feel like you have remastered.
You probably have a list.
I got a couple if I can scroll down and remember where I wrote them.
Emma Cam.
This is great. I swear to God, I just wrote this. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong notes because I'm a dumbass.
Well, it's difficult for vampires to.
How dare you? Read. So there's a couple that I know will never happen, and there's one that I wish would happen. So the one that I know will never happen now is I wanted a remaster of Crackdown for a long time because that game does not hold up graphically. It really doesn't.
Or apparently gameplay wise, according to the new one.
Now, see, we'll talk about that. So I wanted a remaster of Crackdown, and when they announced Crackdown 3, I was kind of like, okay, yeah, like I'm up for this, and I also still want a remaster of 1. Put the remaster out first, you play that and get ready for 3. Clearly that never happened, and now I'm playing Crackdown 3, and I'm like, oh, they're never going to remaster 1, because it's kind of what this is.
Yeah.
But not in a bad way. I'm actually digging it. I'm fine with it. I hear that it's getting a lot of shit reviews because I don't know. Because
it's been in dev hell forever.
And so
effectively it is just a remaster of an old game.
So it feels very much like Crackdown 1. So yep. I wanted a remaster of Crackdown. I got Crackdown 3 and I got exactly what I wanted. I got a new Crackdown game and a remaster-ish of the original, which is what I'm totally fine with. So now they're not going to remaster Crackdown.
It's twofer.
And I mean, I think that comes off as a bad thing, but I actually enjoy that. I'm fine with it. Because Crackdown,
an experience you're looking for.
Yeah.
People were looking for a new and novel experience. And
whatever.
They didn't get that.
Whatever. Well, I mean, Crackdown came out so long ago that it's not, like, it doesn't feel like I'm missing out on a brand new thing, maybe, because maybe it's because I wanted a remaster. I don't fucking know. But whatever it is, I'm fucking enjoying it.
When did the first one come out?
2006? Early mid 2000s.
Yikes.
Yeah.
It doesn't
really look like it. I looked at it the other day and I was like, ooh, this looks much older than it was. It was early in the 360 cycle.
Yeah, it was early in that console's life.
It wasn't a launch title, but it was very early.
It was
early.
Real close. It was a holiday bundle, I think.
Something like that.
Though.
So I wanted a Crackdown remaster. That's not gonna happen. Another one that I know is not gonna happen, I want a Dead or Alive 2 remaster. But that's just not a thing that's ever going to happen. And I only thought of this recently because I just replayed Dead or Alive 2. And the gameplay mechanics of it hold up really well. Like, the fighting mechanics hold up super well. The story of it, you know, what there is, I think holds up. But it just looks bad. It just doesn't look very good.
Did the fighting mechanics not survive the later versions of the game, though?
No, it's different because they add things. They don't really take away anything from what was in Dead or Alive 2, but they do add things that, I mean, some things I'm not super fond of. I just kind of like, it's much more simple in Dead or Alive 2, which I enjoy. There's a lot less of the complicated, like, do this combo and then you get like a slow-mo and you do a cinematic, and I'm like, I don't want any of that. I don't need any of that. So I would really enjoy Dead or Alive 2 Remaster, which again, we are never, ever going to get. It's just
so oddly specific.
No, right. It's oddly specific. There's no market for it. Like, nobody cares. But the one that I think really, really should be done is Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Why? And you know what's fucking bullshit is there almost was an unofficial remaster that I've already forgotten the name of. Basically, this studio put together a mod to run KOTOR on Unreal Engine 4. And, like, it was going to look so much better. And it was going to, like, they were going to fix, you know, quote unquote, fix some mechanics that were a little wonky in the first one.
Did the cease and desist show up and stop them?
And it did. Yep. Lucasfilm showed up and told them they needed to cease and desist. They needed to delete and destroy all files relating to the release of the game. And, yeah.
No.
And then they're like, we're shutting this down. They are never allowed to come out with anything like it, and we're not giving it to you, even though clearly there's a massive market for it because all of you fucking wanted this, and it was one of the best-selling games on the original Xbox. Why don't we have this?
I just recently started playing Knights of the Old Republic.
Right? That's probably why I was also thinking of it. But like,
I've never played KOTOR. I heard it was good, though.
Yes.
I'm in that boat of I played it, but I was so young. I don't remember a lot of it. And for some reason, like, it didn't stick with me the way other games that I played when I was young. Like, I remember enjoying it, and I remember bits and pieces of it, but I want to go back and play it. And I'm like, I would enjoy a remaster of this, so I don't have to go back and play something that looks like it's from 2005. So I want a KOTOR remaster. Lucasfilm, gotta stop being a dick and give it to us.
Last sheep in chat, really quick, I want to go back. He says, what about DOA Volleyball?
No, nobody needs that. Nobody needs that. That does not need to be remastered.
Need is probably a strong... Want is probably the more...
They already have that, like, in VR.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can find plenty of games like that. Don't worry.
You don't...
And
nobody...
They're quite up to date.
Nobody needs that. But DOA 2...
New engines and all.
...was good. And you know what's bullshit about Dead or Alive? Is that is the response to wanting more Dead or Alive. Is like, here, don't you want this porn? Like, no, I want the actual game.
The studio themselves made it, though.
Yeah.
So, like,
100%.
You can't... It's
no,
not like
I blame
a fan
them.
Game that... And they toned it down in the latest one. They actually changed
no,
a lot
they
of
didn't.
The physics, I thought.
Nope. That is something else that I'm going to rant about at some point. But it's turning out that
they pretty much
lied about all that. And I'm very upset about it. They just got shut down at EVO. Because it was
yeah.
too much.
We'll talk about that on Wednesday.
Come back
Shmuel,
on Wednesday to hear me fucking rant about this shit.
Shmuel in chat says people loved KOTOR so much that people want the plotline to be one of the future Star Wars movies.
See, and there's clearly so much demand for more Star Wars that you put out Episode 9 this year, all right, and then we have an undetermined amount of time before we ever get another Star Wars movie. Give us KOTOR in the meantime.
Which is apparently the next Star Wars movie is going to be completely separate from the Skywalker.
That is the current rumor, yes.
Era.
Which I'm all for. There are more people in the galaxy. Let's get back to that.
Are there, though?
There are. It's a whole ass galaxy, and they're like, let's focus on this one family for 9 movies.
But are they, though? Okay, so Crackdown, KOTOR, and DOA 2.
Yes.
Those are your choices?
Those are my choices.
Let's take a look at the lists on... the best and the worst.
So I put together a list of the best and worst remasters based on an amalgamation of various other existing lists. So I kind of put on some that stood out to me or things that appeared on multiple lists. It was harder for the best because there's so many varied opinions and there's so many that I think we can talk about as ones that we liked, except for maybe Bags, because apparently he doesn't play anything ever.
Nope.
Twice.
I just hate games.
Do you wear clothes more than once? Are you like a once
yeah,
you've
yeah,
worn
I
it?
Yeah, wear clothes a bunch.
Wow. Okay. Well,
you buy a new shirt, you can get 2 days out of it because it's got that new shirt smell.
It's got that factory chemical smell.
Yeah, it smells great.
That can't be good for your skin. You gotta wash skin? It before you wear it.
You do not have to.
You know how
actually.
People wore that in the dressing room?
It wasn't in the dressing room because it was ordered online.
But what if somebody returned it?
That's fine. I smell like them now.
You know what though? that factory, like, so when I went to TwitchCon, I bought a shirt there at TwitchCon, and no, that wasn't even it. I ordered a shirt and it came in the mail that day, like the day I was leaving, and so I just like, I didn't even unpack, like open it up, I just grabbed it in like the little wrap. It was this shirt actually. grabbed it in the plastic wrap, threw it in my bag, and was like, all right, let's go to TwitchCon. So then the day two of TwitchCon, I like opened it up and I put it on. I was like, oh, this is a chemical smell.
Yep.
This smells strong.
This is so strong. I'm getting a chemical burn, but it's the only other shirt I have for Feels today. Good. So let's roll with it.
It's just like underwear. You can do the backwards, the inside out, and you can keep wearing it forever.
I have my limits.
Have you seen Big Hero 6, or is that just who you
That's
are?
That's exactly what I was
okay.
quoting.
All right.
You're the first person to recognize that.
Frontwards, backwards, inside out, backwards, inside out. It's called recycling.
Seems so... Ugh. Anyway, all right, let's go to the lists. Are we starting with the best, or are we starting with the worst?
We can start with the best. And a lot of these were ones that like I saw on the list, and I kind of connected with, so I put them on there. But there's some other ones out there.
Yeah, the first two. Yeah, I can see
Oh, yeah,
that.
The first two are 100% me. The first three are 100% me. Master Chief Collection, I kind of hold up as being the best remaster and the best, like, the thing that you look up to is like, we're gonna make a remaster and we should idolize this thing. I think the Master Chief Collection set the standard, because it was by no means like the first remaster, but it was kind of at the beginning of this new trend we're seeing where it's kind of constant, and it started to kind of kick that off because it did so well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Halo 1 Anniversary was phenomenal. And they did what I wish every single remaster would do, which is that you can switch in-game at a moment's notice between old graphics and new graphics.
It's so cool. Like,
but how many times do you actually do that?
I do it a
constantly.
Lot.
Why?
Because, like, it's like, because mainly nostalgia. Like, you go back, you're playing this game, like, this looks so good. What did, like, I don't remember what it looked like before. Boom. Holy crap. It's just polygons. I'm walking through polygons right now. Boom.
And then
I'm in a forest. Like,
That's one of the funny things is like, you're looking out at space or whatever. There's like, the Halo ring, and you hit the button to look at new graphics, and you're like, there's a whole fucking city here that didn't exist before because they just didn't. They're like, we'll
they
put some clouds in there.
Yeah.
And nobody will notice. And then Halo 2, which was the remastered, was on the Master Chief Collection, did like upped it even further. And when you go back and forth between old and new graphics, you go back and forth between the old audio and the remastered audio. And that is an even bigger jump.
It's just nostalgia.
Which is
wanking.
Fine.
Like, it's,
that's fine. It's nostalgia, and it's look how much better we've gotten. Like, you, like, I don't know, that feeling of like, you're playing an old graphics, and you're like, this is everything I remember. This is amazing. This was, like, the pinnacle of everything at the time. Like, oh, this is so, so good. And then you switch to the new ones, and you're like, look how fucking far we've come. Look at this.
Emma, yes. Would you play the whole game in old graphics?
Yeah.
For nostalgia?
I've done that with Halo 1.
Did you?
Yeah.
Because
I've replayed that a bunch.
I bounce back and forth. I'll play a little bit in old graphics, and I'll go back to the new graphics. Because it just looks so good. Like, it's so pretty. And, like, it just, like, there's so much more to see that you missed in the original, that it's cool. Yeah, I'd say that's at the top
so
of my list.
Bags is over here rolling his eyes at us.
Yeah. No, I'm confused at your reactions. That's just not how my brain would think about any of that. It's just...
Because you don't replay anything.
No, I really don't.
I replay everything.
Unless it's maybe like an old fighting game, just because it's, you know, you've figured it out and you know what to do in it.
I start a game anticipating my second playthrough. Like, I just
really?
Did that. I just did that with Crackdown. I started Crackdown 3 yesterday, and I started the first game, and then you pick which character you want, and then you pick your difficulty, and I was like, well, I like this person, but I want to be Terry Crews. I'll be Terry Crews my first playthrough so I can, see that. But on my second time, I'll be this person. Or I picked the second hardest difficulty level because I was like, I'm streaming it. I don't want to be stuck on things for a long time, so I'll pick the second hardest, and then my second playthrough, I'll do the legendary difficulty or whatever. Hmm. Like, I start games anticipating my replay.
The only time I've done that is, like, when I play Destiny. And I'd say, okay, I'll start off, this time I'll start as a Titan. And then the next time I go around, my second character will be a hunter. But
is that replaying a game technically?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's not even technically replaying a game.
That's like WoW. Like, if you have
building
multiple
another
players,
character. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
you
the way
say,
I
I'm
think
replaying
of it.
WoW. You're like, just
but
still.
I replayed the story though.
I mean, yeah, you can't really avoid it.
Yeah, I kind of have to if you make a new character
to a certain point, I think, and then you could just go in and play multiplayer.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. But some people.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
People replay games, okay?
Because I play like even like Mass Effect, where you can make completely different.
Yeah,
I played it one time through as Paragon, and I was like, I'll go back and play Renegade, and just fucking never did. Because I was like, all right, all this fucking bullshit again. Like, I just beat all this. Like, I don't know. I guess I just can't be bothered to play the game again. Like, literally, yeah, go through it again is just.
So even games that are designed for multiple playthroughs, yeah, you won't do. So like Telltale games or things like that, or
no, I'll read about them. I'll go watch a video about them, but I'm not going to go play
them. I'll do that on games that have like a crap ton of endings, like Beyond Two Souls has like 34 different endings, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. So yeah, like I'll get my ending and then I'll go YouTube the other 33 endings for the game.
But, I don't even have that dedication. I'll get like one or two of the neat ones and then call it a day.
Fair enough. So the second one on this list is another one that caught my eye because I'm obsessed with it, was the Spyro Reignited Trilogy, which I thought was a really, really good remaster. And that's a game that came out in, what, like 1999? So remastering it almost that's 20 true. Years later, yeah, I think is totally understandable, totally justifiable.
Jeez,
especially since there hasn't been one in a while of the actual franchise, right?
No, because we don't count Skylanders, because Skylanders isn't Spyro. It's stupid. No, like, I think, and especially when you have a gap that big where it's like almost 20 years, there's a very literal entire new generation that can experience these games now, which is very cool. But no, I think the Spyro Reignited Trilogy was very, very true to the original, with very few changes, and the changes that were in there I wish hadn't been. I'm looking at you, whoever decided to add the flossing dance in that. Yeah, you suck.
It's for the new generation. You just said that.
Horrible. Fuck up.
The millennials.
Also, didn't they not have subtitles or something?
Yeah, it didn't. For some reason, it didn't launch with subtitles, yep, which is annoying because I'm not even hard of hearing and I constantly use subtitles. So that was unfortunate. But like, it was very true to the original game. They used the original music. It was just a good thing. And the same thing that you're saying earlier, Webb, about like looking around and seeing things that you missed in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, there are areas that I didn't even know where I was. I had to go and look up what it looked like in the original, because in the original, it's so dark, there's so little detail,
mm-hmm,
and it's so, like, you just couldn't do anything with
right.
it. And you're just like, is this what it was like in their heads? Is this what it was supposed to look like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what they wanted to, but they were limited by the technology of their time.
We all just had to, like, imagine what it might look like when we were kids.
Yeah.
On the other end of that, because it usually goes hand in hand, I would put this on both the best and the worst list simultaneously, was the Crash Bandicoot remaster. Did either of you play? Well, you didn't play that. Did you play that one?
No.
That was a game I loved also when it originally came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, maybe I'll get this one. And then all I have to do is read a little bit about it. And they're like, hey, if you remember playing it, don't. And I was like, well, I guess we're done here.
I think
then.
If you remember playing it, play the third one.
That's
Warped is fine, but the first two, and especially the first one, is so, I don't know how you mess it up that bad.
They changed the physics.
They changed the physics, like game three
yes. physics.
So essentially, all throughout, what they wanted to do was put Crash 1 and 2 and Warped on the same game, and they decided for some reason that having different physics in each game was too confusing and would be too hard for players to grasp. So they were like, okay, we're going to take all the physics from the most recent one because that was clearly the best one. They had it all figured out by then. And they applied that to the first two. And it doesn't fucking work.
Mm.
Because it's just not, like, the way the levels are designed for the physics that were in that game. And what happened, yeah. like, what all that made it, or all that happened was that Crash 1 and 2 became ridiculously difficult. Like Dark Souls of platformers, fucking Crash Bandicoot. And it was unfortunate because I never finished it. I never finished 1 or 2 because it was so frustrating and I kept dying so much and running out of lives. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I will hook up my old PlayStation, pop in Crash Bandicoot, and play that before I play this remaster. Yes. But on the other end, Crash Warped is a really good remaster. Warped is really good. If you
one,
like
one
that.
1 out of 3 ain't bad, right?
1 out of 3.
And it's, I think Warped is also the best of the 3.
It's been so long that
that's a 33%. That's a solid F.
Yeah,
and it's
no,
so cheap now that like you can get it for like 15, 20 bucks. Like if you want to replay it, it's worth a play. At least Warped is. But yeah, that was an interesting one. That goes on both worst and best lists.
Okay. We have The Last of Us Remastered is on the best.
Yes, and that is what somebody, who was it, Pocket was talking about on Twitter before, of like, Doesn't make sense when you remaster a game that came out 2 years ago. But Last of Us did it and did it well.
Yeah.
What did they remaster?
They remastered The Last of Us, which came out like 3 years previously.
Yeah, but like what did they do?
They just upped the graphics. They upped the graphics and they added photo mode. So what ended up happening was that people that already had it didn't really bother. Like they're like, I've played it. I've had it. This is fine. So you got people that either had never played it or wanted it on new gen. And they didn't really shove it down your throats. It was kind of... not necessarily a quiet release, but it wasn't exactly loud.
Yeah, they didn't like do a bunch of marketing for it.
There was a lot of bundles for the PS4. Like, it was kind of one of those games. I think it came out quietly enough, and it was remastered well, quote-unquote remastered well enough. Like, there's a noticeable difference in the graphics.
So is that an HD remake? So are we, I guess, is there a distinction between an HD remake and a remaster?
I guess if you count a quote-unquote remaster when it's only done the graphics, then that would be an HD remake.
Okay.
If it's a remaster, then does that mean that they've remastered the audio, they've remastered the graphics, they've remastered the mechanics? Like, is that what we're going to consider a remaster?
I mean, I don't know. That's the question. I think there is a fair distinction between an HD remake or HD upgrade or upgrading the graphics versus remastering the game.
That's fair.
And I mean, if the HD upgrade or whatever is non-intrusive enough, like you're saying with The Last of Us, like that's fair. That makes sense, especially when they come out towards the end of one generation of consoles and it's like, this game's really fucking good. Y'all
pretty much
play
like it came out right at the end of the PS3 cycle put out the new one right at the beginning of the PS4 cycle.
Right.
Yeah.
That one's fair. That one makes enough sense because you can kind of get both sides of the coin on that.
Yeah.
So that one goes hand in hand with the GTA 5 remake, quote unquote remake, which we all at this table saw HD that upgrade. And said, they remade this?
Yeah.
Because that was on a bunch
that one
of those
on PC,
lists.
So I already had the upgraded graphics. I don't know.
So I guess the idea for behind putting it on a best list was the same. Like, it was pretty non-intrusive. What they did well. They didn't bite off more than they could chew. They didn't.
But they didn't
break anything.
Change anything in the game.
Right, because it came out in the 360 cycle,
yep.
And then when it upped to the Xbox One, they just quote unquote remastered.
Right.
But going away from ones that are just reskins, I think one of the biggest ones on this is Myst, which I don't know if anybody in chat has played or anybody at this table has
played.
I've
played the shit out of Myst.
I have not played Myst.
And Riven and 3. I don't know if I got to 4.
Oh my god. Have you played the Myst remaster?
No.
It's good. It's still Myst, but it's 3D. You don't have to point and click everywhere anymore. You can actually walk around.
Point. That's
no. I hated that.
There's a zeitgeist to the game at the time and the thing. And like, if you change that, I feel like that just changes the. That's not nostalgia. That's not experiencing something new either. It's like the perfect purgatory of not a new experience and also the same experience. Like,
but Myst is defined by because it's not. Like, it's not an action game. It's just you're walking around and you're solving puzzles that are barely even puzzles. You're just, like, learning things and figuring things out as you go. Like, the movement and the mechanic of it is not what makes the game what it is. Mm. I think it can be, and the same way we were talking about Final Fantasy VII, like, those things that weren't supposed to be part of the game became part of the game. I think the point and click wasn't meant to be what defined the game, but as you grow up, you realize that's kind of what you remembered it as. But so I played the original Myst on like point and click. I played it like 3 or 4 times. And then like years later, I found out about Real Myst Masterpiece Edition, which is the 3D. Like, you can actually roam around and you can see shit that you could just literally never see before.
Hmm.
Like, I could never walk to this particular patch of grass. Look at this. This is new. I played this game 20 years ago and this is new.
But
I have to say, as somebody who's never played Myst, I know nothing about Myst.
Oh, it's wonderful.
When you're describing it, you're like, it's Myst, but it's like 3D. Like, I'm picturing like literal Myst that's now just like you could walk through it.
Oh, it's
Myst
with
a Y.
I know it's spelled with a Y, but just the way it sounds ridiculous. It sounds like you guys are talking about walking
and
through clouds.
And some of it was already 3D rendered in the game itself anyways.
That was one of the last FMV games I think I ever played.
This is probably one of the last
ever made.
Decent ones that were made, yeah.
God, that was...
Also, you could technically beat that game so fucking fast.
Yep.
Which is funny after beating it the first time. It's like, oh, so I went... That one I replayed. I was also a child, and I was like, I want to see how fast I can do this myself.
I do that like every couple fast. Years. Yeah.
Oof. I'm
not gonna do it. Mist is so good. I give myself just enough time to like forget things and then go back and play it again.
Mm. So did you read the books when they came out?
No, I didn't even know there were books until like a year ago. Until I went and replayed it last year.
They're pretty good actually.
Oh, I want to play. I am on Riven now because I for the longest time didn't know there were sequels. Like I was just a kid and that's what we had.
Doesn't it literally say Riven, a sequel to Mist?
Yeah, I just didn't know it existed. And then I got Riven and the game was corrupted and I couldn't get past the first like 30 minutes. Like the game would just crash at 30 minutes, so I just never played it. So I'm on Riven right now for the first time.
Does Riven have the fish, orca fish thing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That scene creeped me out at first. Yeah. But it's pretty cool.
But Web, as you've not played Mist, I 100% highly recommend it.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's one of the best puzzle games, like riddle games ever made.
The music puzzle sucks ass though.
I love that one. I mean, the music puzzle sucks if you don't have good pitch. If you can't hear pitch, you're fucked on that one.
Yep. That's where the guide came in handy. Thanks, Prima Games. Rest in peace, Prima Games.
F in chat.
I remember I streamed the remaster like a year or so ago, and I got to that puzzle, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have to sing. I'm like, nobody judge me, because like I have to do the tones in order to match it. But yeah, if you don't have good pitch, that puzzle's going to fuck you.
What?
Do mi ra.
What is it? Sorry.
Do re mi.
Are you thinking of Fusro Da? Like what is he doing?
I don't know.
Bless your heart.
Oh my God.
You just called me an idiot in Southern.
I did. Bless your heart.
Bless your heart.
So that list ended up being like my personal favorites. Is there a remaster you're particularly fond of, Whip?
No, you like
stole all of them.
Stole the one I was gonna have, which is the Master Chief Collection.
Fair enough.
Because yeah, like I said, The only other quote unquote remaster that I know of that I really wanted is apparently a port.
So well, there you go.
So let's talk about the worst games.
Bit more fun yeah. In this category. We can just shit on games. Which who doesn't love that?
That's what we do here on the VGB.
So we had GTA 5 in there as the best remake, re-HD, re-up, whatever. But here in the worst remasters, we have GTA San Andreas.
Yeah, I never played San Andreas.
Me neither.
Like at all?
At all.
Ever?
Ever.
I've never played a GTA
GTA, I think it was 3.
3? Okay. Which the first 3D one?
Yeah, the first 3D one. And then I played GTA 5.
Oh my God. Really?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, you missed some in between.
So what are your fond memories of San Andreas?
There's just so much stuff you can do. It's literally just go get a car, go to the fucking car shop, give it hydraulics and shit, and then go drive over in the desert area. And it was just so big and I could go very far, and that was about it.
Fair
so
enough.
Much room for activities.
Pretty much.
So
fly
I guess
a plane, stuff like that.
Oh, I guess they did introduce that then. I've seen videos of them, but I've never played a GTA game in my life. I have GTA 5. I've just never played it.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I never beat the story in 5.
I watch a lot of, like, Rooster Teeth stuff and Achievement Hunter does fucking hilarious videos in GTA 5, and I was like, that's so, like, that looks like so much fun. I want to play that. And then I got it, and I was like, oh, they have fun because they have friends.
Oh,
they play in
yikes.
A group, and they have friends. And that's
what do you have it on?
Xbox One.
Okay. I'm on PC.
Okay.
So,
end of that conversation.
No. No, so this is via Nerd Much, which is where we got a couple of these from. So it had issues with like frame rate, like it locked on consoles at 30 FPS and it couldn't even hit that most of the time.
Ooh, yikes.
Like you couldn't even get up to 60 and you could barely get up to 30. It just constantly crashed. There was a lot of game breaking bugs in it. And my favorite quote from what they were talking about was, after some investigation, the game was found to possibly be a port of the Android version rather than a true remaster.
Oh.
How are you going to port a mobile game to console and call that a remaster of the original?
They keep trying.
What was the Android console? The
Ouya?
Ouya, yeah.
Ouya.
Oh, yeah,
console
I
there.
Totally,
Ouya.
I totally remember that. Ouya. Oof-ta. That was awful. We should never speak of that again.
It's for Michiganians only.
That's Canadians.
Horrible.
That close enough.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Basically the same thing. And then we have Silent Hill HD Collection. I never played the game. I just saw the movie, and the movie terrified the shit out of me. I was drunk when I watched it.
Oh, yeah, no. I was trying to think of which one it was, because I keep getting Silent Hill and Resident Evil movies mixed up, even though they're not at all the same. They just are the same in my mind. And then The Hills Have Eyes, for some reason, is in there, too.
Oh, yeah. I didn't watch that one.
My brain doesn't work right.
Silent Hill, I just started yelling when the siren would go off. I'm like, what the, are you doing? Get inside!
So Silent Hill HD is on there as
a no good.
As a no good. The updated graphics aren't very good, especially since there's a lack of anti-aliasing. It says that, so basically there were so many problems that they had to patch it all. Like, they ended up patching it all on the PS3, but the Xbox 360 version just got a refund. They didn't even attempt to fix it. The 360 owners were, quote, literally abandoned and given refunds because of how much of a mess the game was.
Yikes.
They're like, you know what? Our bad. And we're not even going to try and fix it. So here's your money back.
Yeah, we effed up. There you go.
Whoops-a-daisy.
That's a whoops.
Another one that I did not know was remastered. Heavy Rain. First of all, why?
Was that another
PS3 to PS4 one?
Yeah, I guess so. But it was like pretty early in the PS3. It wasn't.
It was like midway through the PS3 life cycle.
But like, why remaster that game? What?
Because branching storylines or whatever.
I mean, it's good, but it's still playable and still fine. So I had no idea a remaster even existed. And this is via The Gamer. It says, Heavy Rain's remaster quite literally renders crowds poorer than the original, making the seminal Jason running through a crowd scene hilarious, because any normal human could just push through a much smaller crowd. Like, I guess they rendered the crowds completely differently. I don't know. And then the colors just looked really bad. They upped the contrast and it just made it too dark. And
huh. Like, just a bad engine to put it on, I guess.
Yeah. And then one of the other ones that people talk about a lot is, I don't even know how to say this game. I don't know what this means. Kingdom Hearts 358 over 2 days. Like, I don't understand what this is.
I'm really glad that you said that, because that's super confusing to
me.
No,
I have no fucking clue. So if you're a Kingdom Hearts fan and you're cringing right now, I'm sorry. I've never played it and I don't understand.
That's what you call it, yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So that one and Kingdom Hearts Recoded were basically like, they wanted to remaster the game and then they decided not to. So they gave you a 3-hour cinematic. And the remastered game you bought was just a couple remastered scenes, like cutscenes that they put together and gave it to you. And they're like, here you go. It's a 3-hour movie. Have fun. And that was the quote unquote game they put out. I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know who thought that was a good idea.
That's
And you got to play all those to be able to get into Kingdom Hearts 3, right? Right, guys? It's all canon.
It is all canon.
All 27 offshoot games on different handheld devices, yes.
Yeah. But from what I hear, like, you could just go on YouTube and like, there's good videos that
you could just read Wikipedia, yeah.
Or just Wikipedia.
Yeah.
So after all that, it sounds like we've decided Bags doesn't give a shit about remasters. Web is iffy on them, and I want them if they're things that I like.
I like free HD upgrades. I'll take that.
That's fair.
That's about it.
That's why you play on PC.
So if it's just an update.
Oh, wait, I already got that.
Wow. Wow.
It's okay. I play console too, so it's fine.
I have a Switch. That's like a console, right?
Hey, there you go.
It's a handheld. That docks to your TV.
We talked about this. In my mind, I cannot wrap my head around the Switch being a console the same way an Xbox or a PlayStation is. And that's my own thing, but like, it just doesn't compute to me.
It technically is.
Because you're aggressively neutral to Nintendo.
I thought you were going to say it's because you're a girl.
That's 100% where I thought he was going.
Really?
I was like, ooh, okay, we're feeling brave today. We're feeling brave today. Let's go.
Not with you're a vampire. Hell no.
I just reported somebody on Xbox Live yesterday. Let's go.
All right, so if you hear that music, that means it is coming to the end of the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for watching. Bags, do you have anything you want to promote? Anything going on with the Sat Gamers group?
Don't at me.
Cool. Emma, it is Saturday, and you do not have your stream scheduled.
I do not.
Do you know of any? Do you have anything that you want to promote? Anything coming up that you want people to?
Check out? Hopefully there will be at least one day this week that I'm not streaming, because I'll be at the fucking dentist getting these goddamn teeth removed from the top of my teeth.
Stream the dentist.
IRL. IRL stream.
I'm honestly so scared it's gonna hurt. I don't know what they have to do.
So follow Emma at Emma Skies on Twitter for her dentist adventure, because
it's gotta be like a polymer you can lighten up or something.
I hope so.
They're gonna use nail polish remover.
Just gargle some warm salt water.
I tried just gargling hot water because people said online to do that.
Why would you gargle it though? Because that just
we'll goes just like right past swish it around swish and just it. Hold it,
jam it in your mouth,
and then it cools off. And you have to do it again, and yeah. It didn't work.
If you are listening to the podcast version of the show, make sure to go ahead and give it a 5-star review. Even if you hated it, just give it 5 stars. As a dig at us. If you have never checked out the Twitch stream, you're going to want to do that. Twitch.tv/videogame_bang. We stream the podcast recording every Wednesday and Saturday nights. And vice versa. If you are watching the stream right now and you've never subscribed to the podcast, head on over to any service that you can get podcasts from. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Audio Boom.
Spotify,
Pandora.
Spotify for sports.
We're not it's on like a horrible Pandora service. Yet. But Spotify. Check out Video Game Bang on there. If you are watching the stream, and I'm only talking to you guys right now because if you're listening to the show, it's too late. But on February 17th, which is tomorrow, over at Sacktown Union Brewery on 66th Street, there is a San Francisco Shock viewing party from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. We're going to watch this San Francisco Shock Overwatch League team take on the LA Gladiators. They went 4-0 against the Dallas Fuel, their opening game of the season 2, so hopefully they can continue the streak. That's it for this episode. Thank you guys for watching. Hopefully you have left here knowing more about remastered games and whether you like them or not, because that's what we're here to do, tell you what you should like.
Don't think that's how that works.
That's how that works.
That's 100% what I'm here
for. For Alexandria Bags, Emma Vampire Skies, I am the real David Webb saying see you guys next time. I almost landed it at the end of the song this time.
But you suck, so you didn't.
So close.